Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and you're well with your show.
Carly Sokolov, and I play Rosie.
In Mamma Mia, coming to the Kennedy Center there in the Opera House from August 13th through September 1st. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So everybody obviously at this point probably knows either the ABBA song Mamma Mia or the movie with Meryl Streep or the musical from Broadway that we've seen a bunch of different versions, but I want to know when for you personally, which one did you discover first?
I actually did discover the Broadway musical first. I mean, I had heard of ABBA, and I guess I had heard, a couple of songs, "Mamma Mia," "Take a Chance on Me," but
Everybody knew Dancing Queen. Yeah, like some people,
sure,
it's just ubiquitous.
the big ones. But I didn't really know what it was all about until I got an audition for "Mamma Mia" back in 2012, actually.
Wow.
So that's when I went and saw the show on Broadway.
And when did it? I think it's hit Broadway originally in like 2001, right? So you had seen it probably a good, decade into its run, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It had always just been that staple, that I was like, oh, well, oh, Mamma Mia, it's running forever. I'll catch it when I catch it, that mentality. But once I
Right.
saw it for the first time, I was actually hooked. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably had a similar experience. All right, so then if our listeners come out to the Kennedy Center, let's pretend maybe someone missed the Broadway show and the movie, and maybe this is their first time with it, or
Sure.
maybe it's been a while since they watched the movie and they need a
Yeah.
refresher. But remind them the basic premise of the mom and the daughter and the three possible dads at the wedding, all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So it takes place on a Greek island where this 20-year-old girl Sophie is getting married, and she grew up without a father with a single mom named Donna, and she finds her mom's diary, and she decided that she was going to that she reads the diary, finds out that she has three possible dads, and she wants to know who her father is. So she invites all these three men to come to her wedding under the guise of her mother. So they think that the mother has invited them, but she's invited them unbeknownst to her mother. So you can imagine how Donna feels when it's the weekend of her daughter's wedding and all of her ex-boyfriends show up. So Sophie decides she wants to try and figure out which one is her dad, and it's just a big mess, and it's funny and it's fun and hilarity ensues, and I play one of Donna's best friends that comes for the
Okay. So you're
wedding.
one of the mom's
One of
friends.
yeah,
Okay. I
exactly.
gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha. Okay, and who plays Sophie and who plays the three possible dads?
Sure. So Alyssa Melendez plays Sophie. She is a bright young talent, was in Almost Famous on Broadway, and she's so spunky and amazing in this role.
This is the Amanda Seyfried character in the movie.
Exactly, yes. So then you've got the
Yeah.
three possible dads, all very unique and different. And you've got Bill, who's he's the cowboy, like the free-spirited guy. And that is played by Jim Newman, a huge Broadway vet, worked with Liza Minnelli,
Wow.
amazing guy.
That's the Stellan Skarsgård in the movie, for those
Yes,
keeping track at home.
exactly.
All right, and who's the Colin Firth and the Pierce Brosnan?
Okay, the Colin Firth is played by Rob Marnell, also a Broadway vet. Fantastic voice. He's hysterical. And then the Pierce Brosnan role, that's the big kind of love interest there, is played by Victor Wallace, who was actually the last Sam on Broadway. And he's at his voice of butter. He's absolutely fantastic. And he was actually started out as a Skye in Las Vegas many, many years ago. So Skye is the fiance of the daughter. So he
Oh, okay.
has like kind of grown with the show over the last 15 years.
Wow. So he played the fiance to the daughter, and now all these years later is now playing one of the mom's possible
Exactly. I mean,
husbands. Yeah.
it's an amazing story, and it's this cast is top notch.
Awesome. And I'm sorry if you mentioned it, but did you say who plays Donna, the Meryl Streep role?
I didn't. Christine Sherrill is back playing Donna. She had played the role in Vegas, and she actually toured playing Tanya, the one of the mom's best friends. So she has been in this family for a while too, and she's When I say she's a star, just get ready, DC. I mean, she blows the roof off of the place. So, yeah, all-star cast here. We all wanted to do it because it's the 25th anniversary. I played my role actually 10 years ago on tour.
Cool.
So, yeah, so I'm, 10 years older and still just as excited to play the role. This is just like such a special production. It closed on Broadway for quite a while. It closed on Broadway about 8 years ago, and it's still been running in the West End where it originated. But we believe that the country has been craving this again, and it's kind of the perfect time. In this crazy political climate, this is a just a show that is just so feel good with such amazing messages, and everyone goes in just feeling amazing and goes out feeling amazing.
That's awesome. That's
What we
awesome.
need.
Definitely. Yeah. Once you're singing all those ABBA tunes, there's no way not to leave, feeling a little more upbeat than when you came into the theater. So wait, without further, let's go into the musical numbers a little bit, because this is a musical. So when folks go to the Kennedy Center, remind them some of the big ABBA numbers that, I mean, you mentioned a couple at the top, but it doesn't hurt to
Sure.
have more, a couple repeat sound bites on some of these, or deeper dives, let's
Absolutely.
say. So remind them some of the songs, and rather than just listing them, like, say, like, and here's Dancing Queen, and give a little tidbit about why it's cool, something like that,
Okay, so you've got Dancing Queen, which is probably one of their biggest hits. Everybody knows Friday night and the lights are low. So that is incorporated into the story, but also everyone has to make sure that they stick around at the end after the bows because they're big mega mix with a lot of amazing costumes and amazing dancing and some of the best songs in there. We've got Take a Chance on Me, which was the first ABBA song I ever heard and is actually my song in the show. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Oh, please don't take this morning voice as your invitation to come to see the show.
Sorry, we'll play the song.
so you got Take a Chance on Me. That's a big one. Super Trooper. And let's see, there's some of like the lesser known ones, but that people still are like, oh yeah, I've heard that one before. Sure. Chiquitita. That
About
one
the
is.
title number.
Mamma Mia! How'd I forget that one? You've got Mamma Mia, which everyone is toe tapping and singing along on that one. And yeah, Knowing Me, Knowing You, that's one of the lesser known but still super fun. You got Our Last Summer, which is just such a beautiful kind of like reminiscing song. And it's so funny because some of these lyrics are so specific. And when you think of it, how were these songs not intended to be a musical? When they some of them really stand alone pretty easily, but some of them are so specific. And so they really all just tie very well into the story.
Yeah, it's cool how they're able to just sort of string them all together,
Yeah.
and
Well,
make
Mamma
them.
Mia was one of the first what they call jukebox musicals, which is a musical where, the songs already exist and they kind of tie them together into a show. And they found out that it really worked. And here we are 25 years later.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have more than enough to work with, but I guess we should go, final seconds. You went into all the music, but let's talk about sort of how it's visually staged because, like you mentioned, it's sort of set on this Greek island, and it's, when you think of the show or the movie, it's sort of the atmosphere is really sort of what comes to mind. It ties together perfectly with the music, sort of this island location. So how is that brought to life at the Kennedy Center? I mean, I know you're not there yet either. You're either touring or you're rehearsing it, but just whatever you can share about how it's visually presented.
Sure, absolutely. So Mamma Mia does pl take place on this Greek island. Everyone has seen either been to Greece or seen pictures of Greece, how visually stunning it is with all the blue and the white. So our set is it's a very simple set, which is two big white walls that rotate around, and a lot of set decorating. But honestly, the star visually of the show is the lighting. The lighting brings everything to life. It is absolutely stunning, and how the stage pictures and everything with the ensemble and the incredible costumes really complement kind of like the simplicity of the stark white set. And also the floor is like a bunch of stone. And so it when you look at it, you're like, okay, so this is very simple, but when it all put together, it is so stunning. A lot of Tony nominations there back in 2001. And I just sometimes I get to get a look at a little piece of a video or something, and I go, I can't believe I'm in this. It is just so beautiful. So it really complements it all. And also it with the simplicity, it lets the acting and the singing shine as well.
Awesome, awesome. Great, great. Well, yeah, it's gonna be a feast for the ears, for visually, it's gonna be great. I guess is this a tour that's coming through Kennedy Center, like, or is this like a one-off?
Yeah, this is a 20, the 25th anniversary tour of Mamma Mia. So we
Okay, great.
opened in October in Denver, and we have been touring the US since then. We are slated to tour for at least another year, and hitting so many amazing cities, and also we'll be going to Toronto, but we're really excited for 3 weeks in DC at the
Yeah.
Kennedy Center.
Yeah, thanks for saving the August summer months, 'cause this show is like a summer island musical, right? And we're glad you're doing that, and you saved that for us in DC. Actually,
Absolutely.
let's end there. Pretend I'm not here and speak directly to our listeners. Invite them out sort of with so, using that as sort of a theme, like say, "Hey, it's summertime. It's the best, this is a musical for perfect for the time." Whatever you want to say, but like, yeah, like invite them on out for some summer singing.
Okay, and let me just get the dates that we're going to be there. Okay, the 13th to the 1st. Okay. So it's summertime, we're on a Greek island. We want to invite you to enjoy your summer on our island. Come on in. There's great air conditioning at the Kennedy Center. So come experience the summer. August 13th to September 1st. We're going to be there 3 weeks. We're selling fast. So come on out and party with us.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
All right. Have fun at the show. See ya.